Pod Culture, episode 440, Dragon Nope. This episode of Pod Culture is brought to you by Audible.com. Choose from over 100,000 titles and get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/podculture.
Hi, everybody. This is John Barrowman.
This is Gareth David Lloyd from Torchwood.
Hello, this is Eve Miles. I play Gwen Cooper in Torchwood.
And you're listening to Pod Culture, and don't miss it, or I'm going to get you.
Hey guys, this is Brad. Normally this would be where we take a week or so off due to Dragon Con. However, this year we weren't able to be there, and we were unable to get together and record as well. Real life, stuff to do, blah blah blah. But that isn't stopping us from bringing you a show anyway. What follows are some classic moments from past episodes and some great tunes as well. However, just because we weren't able to be at Dragon Con doesn't mean we can't bring you guys just a small taste of it anyway. We've got the Parsec Award submission samples for both Pod Culture and Pod Culture TARDIS Interruptus, plus a very special visit from a couple of familiar voices from our VOG family. And now, on with the show.
Escape. It's like a mega for geeks and a star-filled sky where you can meet all your heroes. Well, we may not be able to be at Dragon Con this year, but on the line with me is a couple of guys that might just know a little something about Dragon Con 2014. Rob, how's it going?
Hey, Brad, how you doing? You are missed here. All you guys are missed here at Dragon Con 2014. It's just not the same without you.
So how's the con? Very crowded, I assume?
It is extremely crowded. In fact, we just had a little bit of a rainstorm going on here.
Really?
I'm not used to East Coast rain, remember, because I'm from California. So, yeah, quite a bit of a downpour, which is really backing up the skyways quite a bit. I mean, Saturday at Dragon Con is already going to be a mess, but it was hard just to even get over to the restroom with all the people that were standing around.
I can't imagine the gerbil tubes had to have been a little crazy. So yeah. How's the con going for you? What's the craziest thing you guys have seen?
Oh, my gosh. Well, of course, as always, there's some just amazing, thorough cosplay. All sorts of things from people who bring these giant cardboard cutout PVC, these very elaborate costumes to people that are wearing practically nothing. Girls and guys, no matter what you want to see, you can see a lot of it here at Dragon Con. I think one of the very creative cosplays I saw was actually, joking about nudity and things like that, some pixelated nudists that were walking around. And what they were doing is that they had these giant cardboard pixels that they were wearing on the front and back, and then they had it kind of making it look like otherwise they were wearing no clothes. So they were like pixelated nudists, like in The Sims or something. I think was probably a joke.
That's funny. That is funny. That's a new one. I don't think I've seen that. I've seen plenty of cases where spandex is a privilege, not a right.
Yes. Nothing has changed in that regard. That's for sure.
All right. Oh, so GoodCon, were you a part of the kickoff track, or was that just Bobby?
That was just Bobby that was a part of the kickoff track, and I'll let you talk to him here in a second. But I've been observing some of the other panels in the podcasting track, and we literally just walked out of one about kind of podcasting the past, present, and future, and some really neat ideas coming out of that panel. One thing that kind of particularly struck me is, oh man, I wish I kind of thought of that would be like a new standard for podcast tagging and setting up your podcast feed, that possibly, if Apple could embrace something like that or whatever might even possibly take the place of Apple, something that would allow a user to skin the player the way they would want it with the pictures they want, or set up chapters a little more seamlessly, like within the feed itself, as opposed to necessarily having to edit the file. Just a lot of neat little things I hadn't really thought about. And you might see some more things in the coming years as to really putting a call out to these are the things that podcasters we want to see change. Not to get too much into the science of that, but I thought that was very interesting, and that's kind of fresh in my mind walking out of that panel.
Yeah, I know, because I know ID3 tags are a bit of a pain in the butt, and I know that not so much with pod culture, but I know OLR does chapter kind of things, or is that just on YouTube?
Yes. Jason's been very instrumental with that, but he puts a lot of time into being able to do something like that, and it would be really great if we could do something a little more seamlessly. Not that I would ever want to put Jason out of a job. He does great work, but we could find something else for him.
He does great voiceovers.
That is true. He'll always be the voice.
So I know you guys are going to go into it more on OLR, but I wanted to just to get a little bit of a taste since our show couldn't be down there. So I know, I guess today is Saturday when we are recording. So I know that so it'll be a week from Monday that you get our week from Sunday, week from tomorrow, I guess, that you guys will be back on the air with the video game chatter and everything. Was there any video game stuff that you saw down there?
Not a lot of video game stuff. With Penny Arcade Expo happening in Seattle at the exact same time, a lot of the video game news goes up there. So there's not a lot of, I would say, necessarily news to report on. But you do see the occasional, they are having a party. There is a whole video game track that they do here, and it's not just necessarily a discussion on video games. But for example, I know they did a panel yesterday with one of the guys from World of Warcraft who was answering some of the questions about the upcoming expansion, some of the things the player had, and like some little tidbits about crafting in the new World of Warcraft expansion came out from that, some things I was seeing on Twitter. So, you know, although PAX gets maybe the bulk of the big news headlines about, like, you know, the Saints Row 4 expansion that was announced or the new Nintendo 3DS, you know, some of those big things that were coming out of PAX, Dragon Con at least allows us to dig a little deeper when we can, like, actually see the guys that are making the game sit in front of us and kind of ask a lot of those questions, which, to be fair, PAX has a lot of that, too. But, you know, we get a little taste of it here at Dragon Con amongst everything else that we see.
And of course, you'll probably go into a little more of that on your other show, Horde House.
Absolutely, yeah. So with some of the developers of Smite, which is a local game here in Atlanta, they're doing some panels. So, you know, little things on that. I know League of Legends, I think, is sponsoring another hospitality lounge, which is something that I saw them doing at GamerX. So I know that's a big thing, too.
Awesome, awesome. I know there was a big thing last year that we got to see that Bobby previewed for some of us. And I'm gonna have to have you pass me over to him, and I want to ask him about version 2.
All right, I am going to pass you over to Bobby right now. Thanks for having me on.
All right, thanks.
Rob's Pizza Service.
Hey, Bobby, how's it going, buddy?
It's going good. How are you doing, Brad?
Oh, pretty good, pretty good. Dragon Con doing good for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, for me, I mean, you got to look at it from, you know, you just talked to Rob. And, you know, this is his second Dragon Con. Every time I come here, the first day when I check in on Thursday, which really is the day everybody comes in, Wednesday is supposed to be the new Thursday, I guess, for Thursday's new Friday, I wear the shirt from my first Dragon Con. My first Dragon Con was 1996.
Holy cow.
So and I haven't been here every year since then, but I've been here since at least 1996. And just, it's always a different experience every single time. I never do the same stuff every year. So it's been treating me well this year.
So werewolf yet for you?
You know what? I kind of retired from the werewolf scene.
Really?
Well, kind of, because it stopped being good. What wound up happening was a lot of people found it and said, oh, this is a great place to get drunk until 5 a.m. And so they don't actually play the game all that well. So it's not actually as fun when it's drunken people accusing, and it's not the psychological game it was in the first couple years that I played it. But this year, it's kind of interesting because there are actually signs around the gaming room where there are places where they actually have big signs that say no werewolf games allowed, primarily in front of emergency exits. So it makes total sense, but there is actually a little bit of friction between the con organizers and the people that run a lot of these werewolf games because they're moving around tables, moving around chairs, and all that stuff. So it's kind of interesting to see that. I'm like, do they want them to go back into playing the halls like they used to 6 years ago or what? So it's kind of interesting to see that drama unfold.
Huh. Well, yeah, I guess it's always a tough call there of, you know, traffic flow and safety.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, last year, you were kind enough when I was down there to demo a little something interesting for me, and apparently I'm missing out on version 2 of that this year.
Yes, I actually I haven't pulled it out at all. I do have I've got the dev kit 2 of the Oculus Rift in my room, but unfortunately it does not run that well on my laptop. Because I do have some things that run okay on it, but it's not like the first dev kit, which my laptop could pretty much run anything on and it worked fine. You know, I'm afraid that because my laptop can't push enough frames per second for it to work,
yeah.
I'm really queasy about demoing it to people because that's how people get sick.
And no kidding.
Dev kit 2, when it works well, when it's hooked up to a rig that can power it, It is great. It doesn't make you sick. Even people that get motion sickness, they don't report it as much. But if you're not up to the top spec, then yes, you can get a headache. I actually get a headache from the Oculus Rift Dev Kit 2, and I didn't from the Dev Kit 1. And it's because it's jittery a little bit, and they're still working on the SDK because it's still very much a work in progress.
Okay. Well, that's a little rough. I know that was just an amazing thing last year of seeing that. And I know you're going to go into it a whole lot more on your own show, but you did say Oculus, so I do have to take a drink.
Right. Take a drink.
I did. Just
Good.
Did.
Take another one.
Oh, shit. All right, hold on. Okay. All right, that's it.
There you go.
Okay, so I know you're going to go into more about Dragon Con and stuff on your own show, but craziest thing you've seen there at Dragon Con so far in 2014?
Like, you know, I came here wanting to see one very specific cosplay, and it's from Guardians of the Galaxy, and I said, somebody has to be the Dancing Groot. And I finally saw somebody. Unfortunately, by the time I got my camera out, they had already packed up and started going to the Celebrity Walk of Fame. But there was a guy in a big brown Groot, fabric Groot costume, carrying a bucket around his waist.
Nice.
And what he would do is he would drop the bucket around him, a big white bucket, and start dancing in the bucket. And I was like, that made my con. I was like, I need to find that. Somebody needs to have done that. And I found somebody who did it. Unfortunately, I have no picture evidence, but I'm sure it will be all over the Flickers or the Instagrams or the Tinders or whatever. Whatever the kids use.
I think it popped up in my Facebook feed. I think somebody did that. I do remember seeing a Groot. Still have yet to see the movie, damn it. But all right.
Get on that.
Well, I know. Hopefully, maybe that's something I'll do tomorrow while I'm nervously waiting news about what y'all do down at the Parsecs.
Yeah. I'm going to steal your trophy, and I'm going to keep it on my mantle plate for you. Just so you know.
Okay, well, that'd be one way to get me down to your neck of the woods again.
Yes. If you want it, you'll have to come get it.
Okay, all right. Well, you know, you could always deliver that to a con that's here in Louisville that's getting to be pretty good. It's almost a mini Dragon Con at this point. Fandom Fest. Got to get you guys up here for that.
You know, I have been hearing your shows, hearing you talk about that. And, you know, I'm not going to, you know, make any promises or anything, but, you know, it has piqued my interest. I'll just say that.
It's a hell of a lot easier to get in an elevator. Let's put it that way.
I can imagine.
Okay. I got one more question about the Oculus, and it's probably the most important question of all. Googly eyes, yes or no?
Yes.
You got googly eyes. All right.
Yes. Yeah. Now it's harder to do. Because the reason that, you know, people were worried is because the way that the head it tracks your head in 3D space with an infrared camera, which means there are infrared sensors on the front, which you don't want your googly eyes to cover those sensors. But luckily, I can use my cell phone and actually see the sensors. Like how sometimes cameras, you can see a light when, you know, we can see infrared light when, like, you're using a remote control, it'll flash and stuff, you point at a camera. So I can actually see all the sensors or all the IR emitters on the front, and there's a one little tiny spot in the top where I can put my googly eyes, and it does not mess with the positional tracking. So, yes, there are googly eyes.
Awesome, because it just wouldn't be the same Oculus without your googly eyes on there, bud.
That's right.
Well, thank you guys for letting me phone you and getting a little bit of a Dragon Con taste. And I look forward to hearing more about it on your show, the Bobby Blackwolf Show, Sundays here on Vogue.
Yep. Excellent. Right. Thanks so much, Brad.
All right. Later on, guys. Have fun.
The first drink of the day. 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 Again, the road of my life, first drink
day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day. The first drink of the day.
Alrighty, we are back with a little geek cuisine, and
he says that with a little bit of menace.
That's what that email was for.
Yes.
Okay.
I said in the open that I didn't bring any souvenirs back from Dragon Con.
You did.
Really much. Sort of. Okay. I had a discovery at Dragon Con.
Okay.
And
I'm worried.
I'm going to share my discovery.
Okay, all right.
Don't be scared. It's okay.
All right, it's all right. So like the apple pie?
Kind of. Fireball whiskey.
Whoa. Okay.
You want your sinuses cleared?
Okay. Yeah.
It's about time. Yeah, they can be cleared.
Yeah. Fireball cinnamon whiskey. We had this at the Barmageddon. You know,
Barmageddon.
Yeah, Adam has seen Barmageddon.
That's crazy.
The Alabama gang does like to party, and there's usually the big table full of adult beverages, and this was one of them.
I spend too much time and energy and vacation time to go to Dragon Con. I'm not missing any of it for being drunk.
But I'm normally, I'm not a big...
You have enough just to make things interesting.
Yeah, I'm not a big
take much
hard liquor fan. You know, I don't really do shots. I drink the girly foo-foo drinks and that kind
same
of
here.
Thing. I don't mind them. I know I'll do the beer, but I'll also do the, margaritas.
Of course, I'll fruity try drinks. It. You know, whenever they're passing stuff around. And this Fireball whiskey, cinnamon whiskey, is some tasty, tasty pain, let me tell you.
He's not kidding.
No, I'm not. So, Adam, if you'd be so kind as to...
Can absolutely. I have half a shot? Because I don't need a whole one.
Yeah, I won't need much either. Whiskey normally gives me an instant headache. So.
Ooh.
We'll see how this goes.
Just half a shot for me.
That's kind of what I'm doing right here.
That's a whole shot.
No, that's about a half a shot, actually.
Of a little shot glass?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever. Thank you.
Maybe 3/4.
It smells, like medicine.
You should have had red Solo cups.
I hate you, Glenn. I'm taking back that I love you. I hate you.
Let's have a party.
No, shut up. Make it stop.
I do love the way my sister sings it, though, like a man. It's so funny.
Kill it with fire.
Well, we're going to try. We're going to try. It's Fireball cinnamon whiskey, whiskey with natural cinnamon flavor.
Just don't leave Adam and Christina alone with it.
Yeah.
Is it a sipping whiskey?
It's definitely got
So Fireball
over the lips,
smell.
Through the gums. Watch out, stomach. Here she comes. Adam, you all right?
I'm sipping mine.
Yeah, me too. It's strong.
It's less sipping than it is with doing the whole shot at one time.
Tasty, tasty pain, isn't it?
Wow. Wow. Oh, I was not expecting that. There's like some... wow.
There, and the thing is, there's no alcohol, harsh, whiskey, aftertaste on it.
It's
all
just the cinnamon.
All cinnamon.
Yeah,
definitely. It is,
Yikes. That'll wake you up.
And it did.
Yeah.
A couple of times.
And then it puts you right back to sleep.
No.
Or that's just me.
Dragon Con, where doing a shot before 9 a.m. is normal.
I know.
Whoa. That was powerful. I was not expecting that.
I got to say, we liked it so much. We had a bottle about the size of the one we have here in the studio. Fifth, whatever.
Hit me again.
Okay. I kind of
like that. Adam and Christina.
Sure.
Oh, boy.
But we had a smaller bottle like this that we quickly went through once we found out how tasty it was. And Ray went to the liquor store that's kind of up the road from the...
Don't get it on the outside of your lip.
Yeah. bought,
especially if chap lips,
bought a liter bottle and this bottle. When we left Dragon Con,
hold that man.
It was just where it was. This thing was almost all gone.
Yeah.
So we went through a lot of this cinnamon whiskey.
It cleared your sinuses.
It is freaking awesome.
He's a fan.
I'm gonna have another shot.
I am not, because I'll be asleep. Because this is like 33%.
Wow.
I'd be seeping.
It's like cinnamon NyQuil.
Perfect.
Cinnamon NyQuil.
Perfect. Because as soon as I smell it,
might have an episode
smell like medicine.
Yeah.
You're so right. Yep. Oh my God.
Whoa. Huh.
So did you like that, Adam?
Not bad. Not bad at all. Woo. Nice. I like it.
I like that the aftertaste is good.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm.
And I'm not usually a big fan of the Fireball, you know, candies and whatever, but this tastes exactly like it, just about.
Yeah.
But it's not the crap that gets in your teeth and stuff. And it's liquid Fireball.
Yeah,
it's certainly.
Like I said, tasty pain.
It is that. Yes.
It is nice.
Like drinking a Molotov cocktail.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
So I'm going to say thumbs up.
Thumbs up.
Yep.
Sure.
I never thought I'd give a thumbs up to whiskey.
Me neither.
But I'd give it a thumbs up.
All right.
I bet sure.
And we'll be back with more pod culture right after. Adam and I might do some more damage to this bottle.
Maybe.
Light some of our belches.
Yeah. No. Aw, who's taking him home?
Cheer them on so proud. See, power girl, keep staring at her face. And call Colossus and have him teach me ways. And then we'd exercise. I'd be one of the guys. With martial arts from Iron Fist and Wall. I'll dab her up and teach her all my songs. Oh, I wanna live in a world full of heroes. Not cooking up these heroes. My parents' restaurant now. I wanna yell at Avengers Assemble, not order up for Ethel. Yeah, we're out of Cheeky now. Say Emma Frost and have her read my mind. Or Magdalena, her artifacts I find. And now we catch a symphony. It'll just be her and me. Call Lucky Barnes and arm wrestle for hours. This is NMA and bring her lots of flowers. Oh, a marathon, vacation to the savage land for fun. Oh, I wanna live in a world full of. I wanna live in a world full of heroes. Have NPR and CNN scribe the latest team. I wanna tuck my kids inside and read them stories of superhuman glory. While the sleepy faces beam.
Hello, my name is Brad Boyer, and I'm one of the four co-hosts of Pod Culture. Thank you for taking the time to listen to our submission sample. Clip 1 is from episode 395, discussing Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Clip 2 is from episode 408, where we discuss The Walking Dead and Arrow. And finally, clip 3 is from episode 413, discussing Sherlock Series 3.
The potential of the show is what has me in awe.
Epic.
Because they own Marvel. Mm-hmm. They could have any Marvel character, barring the X-Men and
Spider-Man.
And Spider-Man. What about the Fantastic Four?
But there, I think it's
barring Fantastic Four, too. Barring I think Fantastic that's Sony.
But there was kind of a call to Spider-Man in
there
it.
Was.
Yep.
There was.
With great power comes great... lots of weird shit. kind of so but, I did like that there was a little bit, and I hope they can kind of weave, skirt around it, but not really...
I wonder about things like the Daily Bugle. Mm-hmm. Does Sony have exclusive to that?
Sony's got that because that's why in one of the other X-Men, not X-Men, but one of the other movies, it was the Daily Star or something like that.
Because it would have been nice if they could have included something like that maybe would have been
It was Daredevil, and it was Ben Urich writing for the Daily Star when the Daily Bugle or something like that.
It was neat to see the Stark Industries thing on the side of the bus.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need to see all the logo. It's just kind of the little swoosh.
Stark Industries.
Oh, yeah.
You know, as a kid that read comics in the 70s, just to hear someone on TV say Project Pegasus was like, oh, cool.
Holy
I love Project Pegasus in the comics. That was just awesome, you know. Just that one little mention brings back all these awesome comic stories that I read. You know,
with 70-odd years of Marvel, there's all kinds of little things they can pepper in.
Right.
No pun intended.
See, I love Ming-Na. I think she's great.
Dude, your ass just got beat by Mulan.
I can't wait to see more of her. She's just great.
Of course, well, what you think about it, well, who owns Marvel? Disney.
Disney.
So, I guess they're bringing their stable of characters.
She'll make a man out of you.
Yeah, no kidding. So, yeah, it's neat.
The effects were really good, too.
Yeah, for TV levels. There was a couple of things. There was a little dodgy, it looked like.
Oh, well, yeah. But you got to throw your money at the big, you know.
The bit with Lola at the end was a little...
Yeah.
I liked it.
Roads, where we're going, we don't need any roads.
But the,
Agent Coulson is my new doctor.
The modified C5, like, that they, I guess it's a C5.
Big ass plane.
Yeah.
The bus.
it's a really nice bus.
Oh my God.
That's amazing. And it harkens back to, like, Serenity.
It's like the Valiant on Doctor Who. It's like a traveling fortress.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, the Valiant on the Doctor Who was.
The helicarrier.
The helicarrier.
Yeah.
You know, first thing I was thinking, it's a fucking helicarrier.
Yeah. It makes Air Force One look like a paper airplane.
Yeah.
I mean, it's gorgeous.
Yeah, the thing was amazing, and the nice stealth kind of painting that they had on it.
It's elegant.
With a shield.
With a high cloth shield logo.
Yeah.
What's it's like Torchwood. Your secret, super secret thing, but your logo is on it, freaking everything.
We talked about the season finale of Walking Dead, didn't we?
The mid-season finale?
Mid-season finale. Did we?
No.
Did we? No.
No. Are you caught up?
I'm caught up.
I'm caught up.
And did I not call that from a conversation? Can we say spoilers? Like, is it...
Spoilers.
This is a big spoiler.
This is a big spoiler.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, this is a big spoiler.
When we saw Scott Wilson in the elevator, and I talked to
he's gonna die.
About the season and how I was looking forward to seeing it, and the way he said, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing it too. And he kind of hung his head a little bit. Hello? I was like, shit.
Yeah, they had shot that episode by the time we had seen him.
Damn it.
Yeah.
I had a thing, and I think I've said that on this podcast before, that I think he was the one that they were taken out. So...
He's such a great actor.
Yeah.
Such a great character.
Yeah.
It's really a shame to see him go. But we were at least graced with him so much longer than we should have been.
Yes. And he had his hero moment, which was, you know, saving the population from the flu, that deadly flu, whatever. So, and he went out like a badass, you know, for the most part.
I'm a little disappointed that Michonne didn't get her revenge near as bad as she did in that comic book. You've read it, Glenn, haven't you?
I don't know.
Man, she tears him up big time.
You know, I wonder, the actor that played Herschel, I'm not familiar with any of his work before this. I'd like to see what he's going to go on to.
Yeah.
I mean, he was really convincing as the character.
Just because he's dead on that show don't mean you're not going to show back up.
Head in hand?
They kind of...
Well, no, I'm talking, you know, Lori's shown up a couple of times after she's been dead and put down.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
But hopefully, this being so high profile, hopefully he'll go on to some other good roles.
I hope so, too.
Because he was very, very good.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good makeup job, too, because it took like the head almost all the way off, and he was kind of tilted over to the side there.
Mm-hmm.
The governor got his, you know, got a pretty decent ending for, you know, the TV show.
He got washed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we ain't seen a dead body yet.
For what?
The governor.
Well.
We didn't see
his girlfriend
the dead body.
Came over and shot him in the head.
You assume he shot him in the head.
I'm ashamed to admit I still am not caught up on Arrow.
Dude, damn. Introduced Barry Allen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I heard they were doing that. That's.
And there was a scene I'm like, okay, this is going to be it. And it wasn't. But there was a scene where they're in one of the labs and he's rearranging chemicals on a shell. And I'm just like, okay. Where's the lightning bolt?
Lightning bolt.
Yeah. And he goes, yeah, you got to put everything in a certain order and stuff. And he starts moving stuff around. And his scenes with Felicity have been really good. It's good to see her getting some stuff going there. But Barry looks like he's 12, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They're going to make him Impulse or something?
No. I mean, he's going to be Barry.
Kid Flash.
And he's, works with the science, ran to the police and everything. Mm-hmm. But he looks like he's 12. You know, he looks a lot younger than Felicity. If you haven't seen all three episodes from series three,
fast forward a little bit. Minutes.
Yeah.
I was
Mary.
Yeah.
Okay, jumping to episode three, huh?
Well, yeah.
That's the big one. I mean,
that's the big thing. And, mm-hmm. and I kind of knew something was a little off with her because she knew a little too much.
Right.
And they weren't hiding it all that well. I don't know if Moffat was hiding it as much as he realized or as much as he thought
he was. Not as clever as he thinks he is.
Because we're kind of by this time we're kind of on to his formula a little bit. You know, he's got little tropes that he goes to.
Yeah.
He's got a pattern, he's got a style of writing.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll every once in a while throw a little curveball, and he threw quite a curveball that very, kind of toward the end there. Because I wasn't expecting that. But, the Mary thing was like, something's up with her. She's either, gifted like him or is, a bad person. That's going to come out later.
Mm-hmm.
I did like that she was just almost playing them off of each other.
Yeah,
I
like
hysterical.
That. I thought that was pretty cool.
I like him.
Yeah.
I think at one point I went, oh my God, I wish they would just have killed her off. Because I love Watson so much. I'm like, please, he's had so much bad luck. Just leave him alone.
And it's such a bad mustache.
And I just love him so much. Like, from way back in The Office days, I just think he's an adorable actor. Even though he pretty much plays the same character in everything.
Yeah. Even though he has those big furry feet.
I was going to say, whether he's in The Office or he's in The Hobbit or he's in Sherlock.
Love Actually.
But still, he's the same adorable take him home with you kind of cute little guy. And he's so sweet and like, please don't break his heart.
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yes. Exactly.
I think some of the best bits of this season are all the aside stuff they've done with Mrs. Hudson.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Exotic.
I was going to say exotic dancer. What?
Weakness. Yeah. Marijuana.
Her husband was a killer.
She's a little old lady.
Her husband ran the drug cartel.
Apparently she was an erotic dancer at some point.
All the side stuff with her has been hysterical.
It's great to take such a small character that's been around so long and go, okay, well, what's her backstory? And then just really have fun with it.
And Mycroft. I love Mycroft. I love Mark Gatiss in everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Again. And he's such a brilliant writer. And he's such a good actor.
Yeah.
That to see him have a more fulfilled role this season is nice. Because he's just kind of been a peripheral character up until now.
Yeah.
And he got some good scenes this season.
And I love the interplay between he and
I do too.
You know, and Sherlock now.
And how Sherlock was the dumb one of the two of them, and that kind of makes you afraid of what kind of person Mycroft really is.
I like to go to a con, get my geeky freak on. I like the parties, but I don't like the bathtub beer. If there's a fan, I'll chat, cause I can handle that. I like the panel, but I don't like to volunteer. Like science fiction and magic, stories comic and tragic. Don't like the slash fic, but I do like the cyberpunk. I'm always happy I came, but I forget your name. And I like the game, but I don't like the gamer funk. Hey, you know what I'm talking about. I love the people who think, but hey, Professor Frank, you kinda stink and I'm a bit overpowered. It's cool you're good at math, you're not as good at bath. Are you a sociopath? Just take a shower. Yeah, that's the game room in there, in desperate need of some air. Bring in some fans, but it's the fans who are sour. They're playing ogres and trolls, but they're too into their roles. They're eating holes in the wall with the gamer funk. Oh, I won't count that. I got a fever. The only prescription is for breeze. Your olfactory air's unsatisfactory there, cause I can smell you and I just gotta tell you, hygiene products are not going to hurt you. Burt's Bees is a brand name, it contains no actual bees. Tiger Balm is not a bomb. Lava soap is not lava, stop pretending it is. One time I left a hunk, the pumpkin pie in my trunk. It really stunk, but it was not like the gamer funk. With all that time you sunk into your level 10 monk, you could have taken a damp cloth to your junk. It's like you took a dunk in boiled cabbage and skunk, and my face looks like the scream by Edvard Munch. One time I gamed with these punks, they smelled so bad I blew chunks. Yeah, I was drunk, but I can still blame the gamer funk.
Aren't you glad you used Dial? Don't you wish Gen Con did?
So while you're playing that elf, take better care of yourself. Think of your health, if not the rules of civility. These are my people in here, but on the final frontier, washing your rear is still your responsibility. Maybe I can't reach a geek who doesn't bathe in a week, and this critique is just weak futility. So if I go to a con that smells like Azerbaijan, well then I'm gone, cause I don't like the gamer funk.
Whoa, it's a little gamey in here.
Don't like the gamer funk.
Who farted?
Who didn't?
I do not like the gamer funk.
Whoa!
Oh, it is time to wet our whistle with a little geek cuisine. And not only is this geek cuisine, got a little bit of a geek cuisine lab segment.
You
know what's going on.
I see.
Okay.
Oh.
Am I going to get credit for this?
I like it.
Yeah. It's your idea. This is actually Christina's inspiration behind this.
I like it. I approve of this.
I stopped off to get a couple of things on the way home from work and headed to the studio. I stopped off and got, of course, what would a podcast be without Hair of Late?
Fireball.
Lush.
Yeah, but it's tasty. And it is the fall season. We've done a geek cuisine on this before, but it is so freaking awesome. It's the best cider in the world.
Yes, it is.
Huber's cider.
Yes.
Stopped off at the local fruit market.
Huber's and got apple some cider. Which market? Pulse?
Pulse. Yep. Just right up the road here. And we wondered what it would be like.
Wait a minute. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, once you made the suggestion, we were wondering what it would
no,
be like.
No, no, no. What? How come you get the giant blue cup?
That's because of what I'm mixing it in.
Why don't you just mix it in the Dixie cup so because it's even?
I was trying to get the same, so we all have the same
consistency.
Same.
He's pasteurizing it.
Something like that, anyway.
I don't trust him.
But we had wondered what it would be like, because this cinnamon whiskey...
Or homogenized.
There's no whiskey, no whiskey flavor to it.
That's what I meant.
The stuff at all. It's pure fire. And the best apple cider in the world.
Yep.
So far.
Yeah. So...
No, it is.
We kind of wondered, if you have cinnamon and apple, then what if it might taste like an apple pie? What would happen if you take a glass of this Huber's apple cider, drop a big shot of the Huber's... Fireball. And see what it's like. So that's what we're going to do.
I kind of want to go get the ruddy whip.
A la mode.
Do you want to try that?
No.
Go get the ready whip.
No.
That's right. We can do it.
That'll be the next one.
Let's try ice this cream. First. And if it's not ice cream, see, it wasn't me. It was Glenn.
Take a drink. All righty.
Cider ice cream. That might be good.
I saw a place the other day had red apple sherbet.
Ooh. Where?
It's Pinto? A new.
We're going. Oh,
it's on Allison Lane and Jeff. A new. I forget what it's called. It's as a new like Blizzards or something like
Can
that.
Can we go? Can we go now? Right now?
Not right now.
Tomorrow.
So it's a shop.
Yeah, it's a little ice cream parlor
place. Okay. It's not like a grocery store.
Red apple sherbet.
My God. I don't think I'd leave.
All right. So you guys think we got one
that should
our,
that should probably shop. Work. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree with that portioning.
It's mixes up here a little bit.
Shaken, bubble not boiling. Stirred.
Pretty much.
That's right.
Yeah. Shaken, not
stirred. Oh, I can't wait for that movie.
All righty. Adam, if you'll do the honors of passing out.
Absolutely.
What can't we wait for?
Skyfall.
Oh, yeah. I heard the song on the radio the other day.
What'd you think?
I like her. Yeah, I think she's
classic.
Good. She's got that smokiness that makes it perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely got a cinnamon whiff to it.
Whiff.
Does it?
See, I can't smell it. Can I give you some more of mine and have a little more cider than whiskey?
Well, we can definitely fix that after
whiskey
the initial
quotient is off ratio.
Because I'd rather have more cider than whiskey, because I'm not a huge fan of this whiskey.
We can do that. All right. Ready, guys?
Yep. Ready.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
That's pretty tasty.
It does taste like pie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It does.
It does need ice cream.
Go get that ready whip.
Are you serious?
Yeah, go get the ready whip.
Ooh.
Hold on.
I mean,
yeah.
It makes it smooth. Mm-hmm. Like the cider, it takes some of that harshness of the fireball, the hot. I could do it with less hot and more cinnamon flavor because there is a difference.
Yeah. And this kind of you kind of get when it, with putting the cider in it, you get it brings more of the cinnamon out.
It does,
mm-hmm.
But you still get that hot. No, I like it though. I really do.
I'm
digging this.
This is good.
I think I found something for Dragon Gun.
Mm-hmm.
This is good.
Yes. Oh.
Hmm.
Yeah. I do approve.
Yeah, this could be very bad.
This could, yes. I could get into trouble.
Do I win?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
you do. You win all the things.
Yeah.
This is great.
Quite tasty. So, folks, you know, you've heard us talking for the past few weeks about this fireball. It is really good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But try some. There are some other cinnamon whiskeys out there that I'm sure are along the same kind of line.
Yeah, that'd probably be viable substitutes.
Yeah. And get you some cider. I'm sure there's local stuff in your area.
Yep.
We'll find out.
You have orchards, I'm sure.
And give it a shot. And
awesome.
Christina does have the can of
there you go.
Original whipped cream here. So we're going to try them a la mode now. Adam, do you need to top it off?
Mode-ish. Yeah.
With mode, as my dad always says.
With mode.
With or without mode.
Thank you, sir.
Right.
I
need the whipped cream here too.
It doesn't do much for it, but it's not bad.
Oh, I'm just tempted to stick my mouth on this thing and just. Sorry.
We love you, Adam. We love you so.
All right. So
I won't do that to your whipped cream.
Cinnamon apple pie a la mode.
Yeah, it doesn't do a whole lot for it, but still, I don't know. It adds a little bit. That's just good. Mm-hmm. The whole thing is good.
I think next time I'll be tempted to take a dropper of vanilla.
Yeah. We'll have to continuously modify this.
Yeah, we'll have to refine this recipe and perfect it.
Yes.
Because this is a fantastic start.
Good.
Yeah.
And if you have any ideas, email us.
Do it.
Feedback at podculture.net.
Or any one of us, Glenn, Christina, yes. Adam, Brad, at podculture.net.
I think the whiskey sunk to the bottom.
It might have.
It could.
That last one was a little bit of a burden. So I'm going to say thumbs up for me.
Oh,
Adam,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Glenn.
Definitely.
Christina.
I'm just happy Huber Cider's back. How about the whiskey?
Yes. All right. And we will be back with more of the show
right after we
drink some more.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so Crystal and I were at the Falls of the Ohio the other day. Or it was last weekend, I think. And it was last Saturday. We'd gone over for ice cream and
the Boardwalk, Widow's Walk.
Widow's, yeah.
And we, you know, just kind of walking around and scoping it out, you know, the bridge and like kind of near where the locks or the falls are and all that stuff. And the falls were flooded. Like that whole area was flooded because of all the rain that was upstream, like in Pennsylvania, all that stuff had come down. And like it was this huge torrent of water and like these swirling masses of water inside the falls. Or inside that, you know, that area, the grounds or whatever. And so, like, you saw, like, the very tips of the tops of the trees just peeking out over the water.
Oh, my gosh.
That was it.
Oh, my gosh.
But as we were going back to her car, she looked down and said, I thought that was a bad word or something like that. And I was like, what? Well, what did it say? And she said, well, I don't know. It said, it was scrolled on the stones on the... On the ground there, it said, that's what it said.
It
says bad wolf.
I so would do that.
I'm like, holy shit. Are you serious? That is awesome. She's like, what? What does that mean? it's a Doctor Who thing. It's
wait,
okay.
Wait. You haven't made your girlfriend watch Doctor Who?
I'm working on it. Really?
Because we'll have to rescind her invitation to join the group.
I'm working on it.
Because we have to welcome her to get her to want to watch it.
Yes.
You're slacking, man.
There's so much geekdom. There's so much geekdom.
It's Doctor Who.
I know.
Start with 10. At least he's cute.
He is.
Girl.
I'm going to start with.
Ready.
With.
Eccleston.
A blink.
Nice.
No.
I like her shirt.
Before you start with
her,
blink.
Get her a little statue.
You get her one of those little cherub angel statues.
Oh,
as a present.
Oh, yeah.
Then you make her watch blink.
And she will slap you.
Because it would be awesome. Or just get one and leave it at your place and
creepy.
Oh, there we go.
And turn it. Every time she comes over, turn it just a little bit more.
You know, she gets up, goes out of the room.
Turn it.
Statue a little bit.
She will hit you. It'll be great.
It'll be awesome.
If you had a machine that could take you anywhere in the universe at any point in time, where would you go? Me, I would go to the moon or the stars or the moons of Mars and drink a sonic screwdriver at some planet's dive bar and get an alien to come down to my place with me. Just be careful, I don't come down with a space BD. How cool would it be to go back to my past and see the old neighborhood where we had all those good laughs? I could seek out and find my old bully Big Reggie, then I'd sneak up behind him and give him a big wedgie. History is ours with the turn of a dial. We could ride the Titanic, well, at least for a while, or see the first Super Bowl and get a front row ticket. Or if you prefer a nice game of cricket, I'm easy. I'll go along anywhere, I don't care. Just make sure that I can breathe the air. So please let me in your little blue abode and show me how to use the commode. I want to ride in the TARDIS. I want to go the farthest. I want to see a caveman produce his first harvest. I want to see a dinosaur, a minotaur, and go on tour around the universe and see who's really smartest. I see you like celery, I guess I could try it. I prefer pie, but I've been meaning to diet. Whatever you say, we'll do it your way, okay? And when we meet the Cybermen, I swear I won't be afraid. Okay, yeah, I probably will, but I can help. I have gold, and I've heard it's pretty bad for the health. Plus, I'm good at math, I studied English lit. And string theory almost makes sense to me a bit. I can be an asset with the talents I bring. I can even dust all the little circular things. And I'll tidy up and sweep all the TARDIS hallways. Cause how far back do those things go anyway? You can do your thing, I trust your expertise. Just let me have a fling in the zero room, please. I can't wait until I hear the whir and zoom. I assume that you have plenty of room. I wanna ride in the TARDIS, I wanna go the farthest. I wanna see a caveman produce his first harvest. I wanna see a dinosaur, a minotaur, and go on tour around the universe and see whose head is the hardest. I want to see how the mysteries are solved. I want to meet an alien and shake his hand or whatever it's called. I want to see what brought an end to the dinosaurs' time. All right, that was Adric. Never mind. All of creation's a potential vacation, from primordial ooze to an advanced space station. Just think of all the things that I don't know about yet. And while we're at it, can I have a troglodyte as a pet? I promise I won't ever interfere with your career. I'll come along and I'll be out of your way, way over here. And you can keep doing whatever it is that you do. But now I'm in this too, so open the door and I'll be your new companion. And we can see the galaxy from end to end. And at the least, can you please take me back to yesterday so I can buy a lotto ticket for today? I wanna ride in the TARDIS, I wanna go the farthest. I wanna see a caveman produce his first harvest. I wanna see a dinosaur, a minotaur, and go on tour around the universe. Just tell me what my part is. That's What do you say, Doctor? Can I come along?
No. I've already had one treacherous redhead in the TARDIS. I don't need another.
Hello. My name is Brad Boyer. I'm one of the co-hosts of Podculture TARDIS Interruptus. On behalf of myself and the rest of the crew, thank you for taking the time to listen to our submission sample. All three clips are taken from Volume 37 of our show and consist of our discussion and analyzation of the prequel episode to the 50th anniversary special, The Night of the Doctor. Greetings, everyone, and welcome to a very special episode of Podculture TARDIS Interruptus. I'm Brad.
I'm Glenn.
I'm Christina.
And I'm Adam.
We are Nick and Richardless, but that's fine. We wanted to get this out on Who Day, you know, the 23rd, because, you know, we haven't seen the 50th anniversary special.
I can't even breathe for the anticipation of it.
Never mind. But yes, you know, all the excitement, we've seen all kinds of publicity on it. We've seen trailers. Yes. We've seen clips. And there's been prequels. And we're kind of going to talk just a little bit, you know, in this short episode, about a very special prequel that basically made every Doctor Who fan go batshit insane.
Squee with delight.
Yeah, Christina, about Shattered Glass.
A squeegee was necessary. My entire being was a puddle on the floor. It was beautiful, and I don't know how I was expected to finish my work day after that. I just don't know how I was expected to cope.
And, of course, I'm talking about the mini-episode Night of the Doctor. It's only about, what, 7-8 minutes long?
Yeah, something like that. 6 minutes and 40-something seconds.
Yeah. you know, so normally, you know, we've seen these kind of mini-shows before, but what makes this one so special? Holy crap. The Eighth Doctor. Paul McGann.
Was not expecting that.
Yeah. That was a very special nod to the fans, I think, because, you know, the only appearance he's had, of course, is in the 96 movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked about that in our review of the movie that we did for The Eighth Doctor.
But there's so much in audio. He's got such an amazing line of stories and an amazing line of companions. And it's tragic that he was only allowed to have the one movie, because the range that he has, he's even scarier when he gets mad than David Tennant was when he lost it in Waters of Mars. I mean, he gets seriously scary, and that's just audio. That's not even seeing his face go mental. Mm-hmm. And so I'm, of course.
The episode starts off with, as they usually do, a ship in distress. And somebody sending out a mayday. Cute girl, actually. I would like to have seen more of this.
I liked this chick.
She's cute, spicy.
Gave him guff. I liked
it. Yeah, but then, you know, I guess the AI of the computer saying she needs medical help, and then of course you hear a voice. I'm a doctor, but probably not the one you're expecting.
The tones of Paul McGann.
Yeah, and that line is I guess
my jaw dropped.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Multi layers to that. It was not one that anybody was expecting to show up.
I would say my uterus dropped, but I don't have one anymore.
Yours is pickled in a jar somewhere, probably.
Wouldn't that be neat?
I know Carly and I talked about, wouldn't it be cool if they had McGann in it? Wouldn't it be cool if they did something with that? But thinking they never would.
Right.
I mean, so we had considered it. We definitely considered
how
it, but
John Hurt got, you know,
right,
the war doctor, you know, or the warrior.
I mean, we've seen pictures of McGann, you know, brought up before, you know, in I guess flashback type of things, or
right,
doctor's memories. I think even going back to the next doctor,
his voice every now and then, like in the Ganger episode, you know, just little tiny things. And I mean, but we've never had a nod to the companions. We've never had, and to see him in his new getup, like he was stuck in that in the velvet overcoat for how long? And finally, we get to see him in his new costume, which is very reminiscent, keeps the style and sort of the era of it, but it's cleaner lines and it's modernized and it's functional.
And he has a sonic screwdriver.
He does have a sonic screwdriver.
An old style sonic screwdriver.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, wouldn't he have gotten his sonic back from the Asian child, whose name I can't remember? I remember his real name,
but
not the character's name.
But I think there's been some big Finnish stuff where he's had a slightly different looking one.
But screen wise, you would think that he would have gotten it back from him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not only have we seen McGann back in action, but they've made the Big Finish audio companions canon now.
Yeah,
thank God. Because they're awesome.
Yeah, and he lists off a bunch of them, most of them, I think.
Yes, I mean, Charlie and Lucy are probably my favorites. I love Charlie, the Edwardian adventuress, and she's just wonderful. And she could give Clara a run for her money in
wow, that's saying something.
In cool and just go get them and energy and not really afraid of anything. And she's just cool. And I would have longed to see her on the screen. At least now, at least she's canon officially. So yeah. It's just nice.
Yeah, if they were going to go, if they were wanting an older doctor, you know, Peter Cavalli, I think he's going to be great.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they're not going to hire somebody as crap as the doctor.
No.
Man, it'd have been neat to have something where Paul McGann's back as the doctor for a season.
I'd give good money and a rib. He crashes on Karn, and he
Keepers
runs into
the eternal flame of utter boredom.
Utter boredom. And he meets the sisters, and they're like, look, the universe is pretty much over. You're in this whether you like it or not. You're involved in a time war whether you... You know, you have no choice, basically. You can choose to help us, or you're going to die anyway. You can choose to help us. So, Time Lord technology has evolved here. You can choose who you become. Do you want to be fat or thin, man or woman? And I love the fact that they put in man or woman.
Man or woman, yes.
That's been kind of made more or less canon now.
But yeah. I like that. I think that's cool that it's kind of safe for future showrunners 100 years from now at the 150th anniversary of Doctor Who. That it's okay if
and
it's
going
to be.
Still be going.
Yeah. So, he's thinking about it, and they show him Cass, the girl from the ship, and she's gone and she's dead. And he's like, you know what? They don't need a doctor anymore. They need somebody who's going to fight. And so he chooses Warrior. And she hands him a chalice and she says, I've taken the liberty of preparing this especially. And he takes it and he raises it up in one of the most beautiful 10 seconds that I could possibly imagine, where he lists off his companions. And he apologizes to them. Like, I'm sorry I didn't serve you as well as I could have.
Yeah, because I think most of them died, didn't they? Except just a couple, one or two.
No, Charlie ended up with...
Spoilers.
Another doctor.
Okay. Yeah, I know, and there was a kind of timey-wimey-ness.
But they didn't all die, but they didn't all end up happy either.
But he was kind of leaving them, even if he's already left them.
Right.
He isn't going to exist as himself anymore.
Right,
so
exactly.
It was still a goodbye.
Right, yeah. And I thought that was beautiful. And just the chalice of the whole, I mean, I guess being Catholic, there's always that little bit of, you know, kind of wiping your sins away and starting over kind of a deal. Maybe I'm just reading too much into it. But that's kind of something I got too, that little extra twist of meaning.
Obviously.
The effects weren't quite as spiffy as I guess
the regular
episode, but they're still pretty damn good.
They didn't throw a lot of money at the CGI budget.
They probably used it all up for the anniversary.
Yeah.
I would imagine. And rightly so.
But just to see him in that opening shot and like just kind of against the bulkhead and he's, it was just great.
And then the
intro that actually, you know, the name comes up and it's like, oh, it's real. I actually saw that. You know,
something I guess a lot of folks would think
didn't
you would never see again.
I didn't make that up.
And I think probably as an actor, even though he's done so much voice work, I don't even know if he ever expected to be able to say that he'd be able to play the Doctor on the screen again.
Yeah. I think he's gone on record before saying that, he'd be up for coming back as the Doctor, long as he didn't have to wear that damn wig.
Yeah.
And apparently, from what I had understood, he said he was very disappointed that he wasn't involved in the 50th anniversary.
And I for one was like, aw, because of the Doctors that are left, there are only probably half of the ones that are left who could do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And make it believable. Mm-hmm. And he's probably the front runner. He and
5, 7, and 8.
Yeah. And
seven's kind
of. But of the three, I think he's, I won't say held up the best, but I think he.
He would make the transition.
He looks like
better.
He's aged less. Let's put it that way. Yeah.
Well, that wraps up Dragon Nope. A huge thank you to both Rob Roberts from Orange Lounge Radio and Bobby Blackwolf from The Bobby Blackwolf Show, both Sundays here on Vogue, for bringing us a taste of DragonCon 2014. From all of the Pod Culture crew, thanks for listening, and we are out of here. Man, it's weird without the rest of them saying their lines.
Theme music for Pod Culture provided by the band Beatnik Turtle. Check out the band and their other great music online at beatnikturtle.com.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are many different ways.
You can email us, feedback@podculture.net.
Call our voicemail line, 812-672-4763. That's 812-672-4POD.
Comment on the website, podculture.com.
Drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3.
Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, Equal Opportunity Geekness.
Woo! Hot damn.
Yeah, that's good shit.
Wow.
See, I'm not wasting my vacation
time. Might get
time
in trouble with that.
Drinking.
Yeah. It's easy.
Yes.
To
do. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That, ooh, the first time that hit the throat, I was not
expecting
the burn.
Tasty,
the burn
tasty
of just thing. Throwing it back was.
See, it burned less when I took a sip than it did when I did the whole shot.
Oh, yeah.
I almost teased you at the beginning of this. I was going to say, it's almost full. You know what that means? Pumpkin.
Oh, pumpkin whiskey.
I tried.
I called Heine Brothers and they don't have cider yet.
Okay. I had to do that one.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's better than Jones Soda.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can do it.
I'm good.
Did you again?
What all if right. It had been country ham whiskey?
He's gonna
oh,
no.
We've been blowing chunks.
Chunks of ham.
Lots of chunks of tumbleweed.
Oh, my God.
Chunks of tumbleweed.
Can we kill it by the end of the show?
I would think so.
All right. We'll work on that.
Yeah.
Now, and I intend on doing this right after the open, so anything that we do is running gag. Because I know that this thing is like...
It's going to come up. Yeah.
I hope it doesn't come up.
Yeah, seriously.
It'll make things more interesting.
This year, nobody got sick. Ray didn't get markered.
Every time I see one of those on Facebook, I wonder if that's him. Because sometimes I'll see some guy on Facebook all markered up, and I always wonder if it's him. And I sent one to Jen and said, is this you guys? And she says, no. That's some other guy.
Was he markered last year?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What was the year before he got picked up by some chick?
That, too.
That, too.
That was the year you were down there.
That was, yeah.
Yeah.
They were going to take off the 41st floor, get her to hurl, and see if it could atomize.
Yes.
Okay. Next year, I'm buying a little red dress and wearing red tennis shoes and wearing a red rose in my hair and going as Oswin.
There you go.
There you go.
Easy peasy. You.
Want another shot?
No.
You get the Adam and Christina show going on?
No. It's
you're
not
already
as much fun
giggly
with you.
She didn't need alcohol for that.
No, okay.
I can levelate the shit out of that.
I can't talk about you behind your back when you're here.
Yeah. That's true. It'd be more in front of his back, wouldn't it?
I don't understand your humor. I just live with it.
No, you don't. You don't understand the things I think are funny. There's a difference.
Not quite all of them.
No.
But enough to make life compatible.